Bochus Yerushalmi, course time to Bochus Babidi, Daf Lamed Zayin, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis and Beis on the last line, B'chir Ba'avava. B'chir Ba'avava, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zayif Kavosh, Oime Olav Ve'ipri Ha'itz. B'chir Ba'avava said, to quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that a pickled olive, one says upon it, Ve'ipri Ha'itz. Rabbi Binyamin Ba'yefes, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yerek Shaluk, Oime Olav, Shakal Nimadroi. Rabbi Binyamin Ba'yefes said that cooked vegetables, we say on it Shahakal Nidboi, the same would apply to what was pickled. And the Gemara is going to now bring a support to Rabbi Yomin, which will be a question against the Bichir. Amr B'shemor Ba'av Yitzchak, Masnisa Messiah of Rabbi Yomin by Yefes, Avaloi Krushim, Vloi Shlukim, Vloi Mibushalim. We bring a support for, says Rabbi B'shemor Ba'av Yitzchak, for Rabbi Yomin by Yefes, from a Mishnah. Five species are kosher for Mor, but not if they're pickled, or heavily boiled, or boiled. If they're intact, when pickled or cooked, one should be Yotze's obligation on Pesach with them. Amma Rabbi Zeira, Man Yada, Meshamar Min Rabbi Yochanan Yos, Rabbi Bavava, or Rabbi Yochanan by Yefes, Lai Rabbi Bavava. Rabbi Zeira rejects that. Who knows Rabbi Yochanan's opinion better, Rabbi Bavava or Rabbi Yochanan by Yefes? Is it not Rabbi Bavava, which rely on him? Rabbi Ben Adar, Min Ma'ada Anan Chamin Rabbanan Ravavaya Alun Laviyasa Vinasin Turmasin Ravachin Alehoin Bepe Adama Vatumasin Lav Shlokin Hain. Also, since we see that the great Rabbanan go to Havar, which is an Aval's first meal after the burial, and they take lupines and bless on them Bepe Adama, while our lupines not heavily boiled? In Tema Masnisin, the Gemara says the question the Mishnah about Mor shows that what is pickled or cooked is not considered intact. Shnihi sha'ama ha'tayra meruin, they should say, v'kevin t'shalkan batla mirasan. The answer is that maror is different because the Torah says meruim. Once he cooks them though, their bitterness is gone and therefore he has not fulfilled his obligation of eating maror on Pesach with cooked vegetables. Am rabbi yosi amrabun, v'le pligin zayis ale day, you should say she'ein dalka le'chol chai, av v'pisha kawash ve'enoi hu ve'enohu. Yerek, Kevin Tisholkoi Nishtane. Rabbi Yosi Rabbun says that Rabbi Chiya Ba'ava and Rabbi Yom Ha'yefes do not argue. An olive, since it's not normal to eat it raw, even if it's pickled, is considered intact. But Yerek, once it's cooked, is considered changed because it's detrimental to it. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Amma is Talgan. I should say Rabbi Nechemia V'Rabbanon. Rabbi Nechemia Amma Hamitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Rabbanon Hamitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said that Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbanon argued. Rabbi Nechemia says that the one recites on bread ha-moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. And Rabban says the correct text is moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Astion elein plugvasa ki elein plugvasa. Lefes v'chinna v'yitzak v'bishmu v'imi chad ama lefes loy pas haisa v'chona ama lefes loy pas fi hasid liyos pisis ba'am v'aretz v'rosh ho'im. This argument is like the following argument. Lefes Rabbi Chanina bar Yitzchak and Rabbi Shmuel bar Imi disagreed. One said that Lefes is an acronym for Loi Pas Haisa. Did not the ground give out loaves for Adam HaRishon before he sinned? And one says Lefes is Loi Pas Hi Asida Liyos. The ground will give out loaves in the future. Yehipi says Ba Ba'aretz Barosh Harim is a pasuk in Tehillim, Ayin Beis Pasuk Tev Zayin, and it means there'll be an abundance of grain in the land. So the word Hamoitzi connotes the past, and Moitzi connotes the future. Rabbi Yomiya Baruch Koimei Rabbi Zeira Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz V'Kalfi. Rabbi Yomiya made the bracha Hamoitzi in front of Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira praised him. Ma'ak Rabbi Nechemia. The Gemara asked, does he follow Rabbi Nechemia against the Rabbanon? Shor La'arev Rosh Yerisiyos, and the answer is they hold that Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbanon agree that Hamoitzi and Moitzi both connote the past. They argue about whether we are concerned if one slur together letters at the end of one and the beginning of the next word, meaning after the word ha'olam moitzi. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yomiya and Rabbi Zeira, it was there to say ha'moitzi so that you don't slur the letters of olam and moitzi. Me'ata ha'min ha'aretz shlo la'arev rosh yerisiyos. If so, he should say ha'min ha'aretz lest you slur together lechem min. Adati Rabbi Nechemia ha'boyei Pri Hagofen Vadateu Drabon by Ripi Hagofen. The Gemara asked, well, according to Rabbi Nechemia, one should be blessing Haboire Pri Hagofen, because also Mem and Beis can be slurred, as they have a common pronunciation, through putting the lips together. And according to Rabbanon, one says Boyre Pri Hagofen. Rubikan Ama Rubivera Boy Ahain Denasab to Musa Umbach Eloya Banafaminae Mao Mabaucha Eloy Zman Taneus. Rubikan asked Rubivera if one took a lupine and blessed on it and it fell for him, does he bless again on others that he's going to eat? Mao Benai Levain Amasamayim. The Gemara asked, well, what's the difference between this and a stream of water? One blesses, and after he finishes the bracha, he drinks different water than that was in front of him at the time of the bracha. Amin taman lekach kivein daito mitchila b'mhacha lo lekach kivein daito mitchila. The answer is there, he intended from the beginning for water that will come later, but here he didn't intend from the beginning for other lupines. Tani v'b'chia im mevorchim ala pas ela b'shah shehu pyres. V'b'chia says, it teaches that the Brisa says we bless on bread only at the time that he cuts it. Am v'b'chia b'avava Ada Omer Ahin de Nasav Pugla Mavach Iluya Vahu Loi Asi Liyade Sach Mavacha Eloizman Tinianus. Rabchia Baba says we can infer that he didn't say when do we bless, rather we bless only at the time that he cuts it, to teach that if he blessed earlier, it's invalid for it wasn't because it wasn't ready to eat. And this teaches if one took a radish and blessed on it, and it didn't come to his hand, he has to bless on it a second time. And he's referring to when he didn't know it was dirty and he had to clean it before eating. Tanachum Bar Yudan said that he must say the sentence Baruch Shem Kuvim Achusel Olam Voed lest his mention of Hashem's name be Levatola.